Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are sons of the Lord your God. You shall not make incisions on yourselves, and you shall not make a bald patch between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people who are a special acquisition for himself from all the nations which are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the cattle which you may eat: the ox, the herded lamb, the herded goat, the roebuck, the gazelle, the fallow deer, the wild goat, the antelope, the oryx, the Dorcas gazelle, and all cattle that divides the hoof and is cloven-footed, with two hoof divisions, and which chews the cud amongst the cattle. Such you may eat, but you shall not eat the following of those that chew the cud, or of those that divide the cloven hoof: the camel, and the hare, and the rock hyrax, for they chew the cud, but they do not divide the hoof. They are unclean to you. And the pig, for it divides the hoof, but it does not chew the cud. It is unclean to you. You shall not eat their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcass. You may eat the following of everything in water: everything that has a fin and scales you may eat, but everything that does not have a fin and scales you shall not eat. It is unclean to you. You may eat every clean bird, but the following birds are those you shall not eat: the eagle, the ossifrage, the osprey, the vulture, and the kite, and the scavenger vulture, according to its kind, and every raven, according to its kind, and the ostrich, and the nightjar, and the seagull, and the hawk, according to its kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the common owl, the pelican, the black vulture, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron, after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat, and all swarming insects that fly. They are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. You may eat any clean bird. You shall not eat any carcass. You may give it to the foreigner who is in your gates, and he may eat it, or you may sell it to the foreigner. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. You will make a point of tithing all the produce of your seed which comes up in the field year by year. And you will eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to seat his name: the tithe of your corn, your new wine, and your new oil, and the firstlings of your oxen and your sheep, in order that you learn to fear the Lord your God at all times. Now, if the way is too much for you, because you are not able to carry it, if the place where the Lord your God has chosen to place his name is too far away for you, for the Lord your God blesses you, then you will exchange it for money, and you will bind the money to your hand, and you will go to the place which the Lord your God has chosen. And you will exchange the money for anything that your being desires, for oxen and sheep and wine and strong drink, and everything your being asks for, and you will eat it there before the Lord your God. And you and your house will rejoice. And as for the Levite who is within your gates, you will not desert him, for he has no share or inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years, you will bring out the whole tithe of your produce in that year, and deposit it at your gates. And the Levite will come, because he has no share or inheritance with you, and the foreigner, and the orphan, and the widow, who are within your gates, and they will eat and be satisfied, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands that you undertake.